From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore with WBHM News. Midwives and maternal health advocates say Alabama health officials need to go back to the drawing board. The groups are concerned about possible new rules to regulate birth centers in the state. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen has more.
A birth center is a freestanding facility where people can give birth outside of a hospital. Across the country, they're often run by accredited midwives and health providers. Currently, there are no birth centers operating in Alabama. The state used to have rules governing the facilities, but they repealed them in 2010 in an effort to cut red tape. Now, a few birth centers are in the works, which is why health officials want to reinstate regulations.
Now call this public hearing to order.
Last week, dozens of people, including midwives, doctors, and nurses, gathered in Montgomery to discuss the proposed rules. They don't want health officials to approve them as written.
It's clear that whoever reviewed these did not understand current obstetric practice.
I have compiled a list of over 70 changes needed in the first 20 pages of this 48-page proposed document.
This is only one example where the proposed ADPH rules are grossly outdated.
That was Sharon Holly, Nancy Meganson, and Noel Lighthart. They and other critics say the draft regulations are too restrictive. A key issue is that the rules do not authorize certified professional midwives to work in birth centers.
This is our lane. This is our world. This is what we do.
Stephanie Mitchell is a certified professional midwife and a doctor of nursing. She's planning to open one of the state's first birthing centers in Sumter County, but says it won't be possible if officials approve the proposed rules. Mitchell says birthing centers could help address a dire need for pregnancy care in Alabama, and she wants the state to regulate them, but she wants officials to collaborate with midwives.
And come up with regulations that are going to be for the betterment and improvement of accessibility to care.
Officials with the Alabama Department of Public Health declined an interview request for this story. Officials say they'll thoroughly consider all feedback. It's not clear whether or not they'll revise the rules. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
The Alabama Department of Public Health is accepting public comment on the proposed rules until next Friday.